Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom. Shalom, everybody. I just want to say this evening is as we present a word from the Lord our God, even from Jesus Christ in this latter day. Blog Radio, coming by way of Chicago, Illinois. Ambassador for Christ, Brother Eddie Lee, a servant of the gospel, and a part of the branch called the Church of Christ with the Elijah Message. And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ and working of the Holy Spirit might add to your life some truth and revelation for the need of all mankind and of all peoples everywhere concerning the everlasting gospel being restored in these latter days. Now, Lord God, we thank you for this divine privilege and time that we may add light and truth and hope to mankind through the words that we speak. In Jesus' name we thank you. Amen. So this evening, our report today, we will speak, share with you some important news from heaven called the Heavenly Report, a word from the Lord God. In these present days, people are looking and they're searching and crying out in many ways for a word from heaven and from the word of the throne of God. In the day of prophet of Jeremiah, he brought a message, a warning, and a wake-up call to Israel, a message from the living God, Jehovah, that they were not very receptive. In fact, they were so incensed, they put Jeremiah in prison. He gave them a message from Jehovah because of their rebellion and that their idolatry and stubbornness of heart, apart from the right way, from his law and statute. Jeremiah, the prophet, was given and sent. Now, in these days of Israel, a prophet had a very, very, very dangerous job because of the word of the Lord that he was in his mouth. Prophet in the latter, in their days could be killed, murdered, or put in prison. I would dare say today there are many people who call themselves prophets of God. They'll be very reluctant and very careful by using that term prophet of God. Now we have a lot of people, and some may be true sin of God, and you'll have to check and test that out. You know, say that it's a prophet sent of God with a message, of course. And others call themselves apostles. And you'll have to check and test that out, too. And so in the days of Israel, the prophets of God of Israel had a very, very dangerous job, precarious job. Often when they would receive a word from the Lord God, they would say, thus saith the Lord God of Israel. This is the word of the Lord unto the Israel and to individuals and kings and rulers. And if the king and the ruler was not very receptive to the message, he would say, put them in prison or kill them or whatever. And so wouldn't we see a lot of people in the America and different places who would easily call themselves a prophet or a seer. But that was a very dangerous job, and I'm afraid if you wasn't a real prophet of God, you would be very reluctant to wear that title because it was a very dangerous job. And so Jeremiah the prophet, from the time of his birth, he was given a mission and an assignment to Israel. And he was sent with a word to Israel during the day, I think, with King seeing Hezekiah. I don't have that before me because I wasn't intending to talk on this, so didn't rehearse the scripture. But with message to the king in his day and all the elders of Israel, because of their rebellion, Jeremiah had a word from Yahweh saying, you will be put in prison, you will be in captivity by the nation of Babylon for 70 years. And when the king from Babylon come to take you in prison, Nebuchadnezzar, submit, because it is the will of God because of your rebellion. You will be put in captivity. And you will be put in captivity. And they did not want to hear that word. They rejected that word and put him in a hole in a pit. He sunk down into the mud. He was in this hole and pit when I pulled the water for many days. We have the freedom in America to prophesy and say what we say without being put in prison. You may not be so much accepted now in America if you come with a word, with a message when you say from the throne of God, and it's contrary to what people want to hear. And so in that day, it was very dangerous. You had to be a true prophet because your life could be taken for the word that was in your mouth and the message that you had to give that people or nation of Israel, your life could be snuffed out because you brought the word of the Lord that was egregious to those in Israel and to the king. So here we are in the latter days. America is in the same position that Israel was as the chosen nation of God. America and its Christian standard was raised up to be an Israel like in these days, a righteous standard and righteous covenant people of the gospel. And she stands as the, quote, in the latter days, the new Israel, hallelujah, in Zion. Let the redeemer of the Lord in Christ say so. Now, by her being the centerfold of world attention and center of world deliverance, America, USA, she was raised up to bring people to the righteous standard of Christ through his gospel, same as Israel was in their day through the covenant as chosen people to bring all the nations round about to the light of the one true eternal God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the creator of all mankind, the creator of the universe. And to gather them to know to the light and the hope that was in the one true God who had created all mankind, Yahweh. But as the prophets were sent, and Israel was an example, they was often seduced and drawn away from their covenant God, Jehovah, into the darkness of the nations round about them. The warning and message of Israel being the chosen people, it was given a command, do not allow yourself to be drawn to the ways, the gods of the nations around about you, the pagan, heathen, idolatrous gods. Do not serve any other gods. Don't follow their lifestyle or their ways. Not heed to the seducing spirits of their gods. Often Israel will be seduced and overtaken and begin to serve the gods of the people round about them. So the living God was jealous over them and said, if you do this, you will suffer much. So America is in the same place today. And we find a decline in the Christian values of this nation, America. Now, there is a warning come as it was in the days of Jeremiah. And the message is similar as it was when Babylon overtook Israel. And for 70 years they were in captivity, and Rome, one of the nations that first overthrew in 70 AD, but before that they were overthrown by Babylon. Now, a year 588 around about, but let's look at this. America in the latter days. She's given an assignment to be a light to the nations of the world. And for a long time, she was that light. That light was so powerful that all nations around the world recognized her as the top nation, the most choice and blessed nation on the earth, the most powerful military, the most blessed economy and scientific, the most nation with freedom and liberty for all. So much so that many people came from many nations to get into this nation, America, a land of freedom and liberty and justice for all. Of course, that sounds very great in America's preamble and in their constitution, freedom and justice for all. And to much, that was true. But then there were other problems in America who had the same sin, some of the sin problems that other nations in the past had. So I want to read to you a word today, what is called the present truth. In every generation, there was a truth, and mostly given to the world and to mankind through Israel, a present truth. Nor in his days was a present truth to deliver the people. And you'll go all the way through the Bible, and all those dispensations in general, the Lord God, the true God, will send a message, which is called the present truth of their deliverance. So here is the word of the living God, is a present truth that's given in our generation, and as past generations, many people and many nations will reject the present truth, the restoration of the everlasting gospel. Revelation 14 and 6. Now, listen, America in general has forsaken her standard and her God. Who is the God that raised up America? The Lord Jesus Christ founded this nation, established this nation for his divine purpose as a light and example to the whole world. In other words, America was the center of world deliverance. From it, the gospel and hope and freedom went to the whole world, even to Israel and to the Jews. And Jesus Christ, who died as the Lamb of God and rose again, John 3:16, that all of fallen humanity and all of Adam's descendants inherit sin through his fall and disobedience, that all people receive the light again and the hope and reconciliation to the living God. It says in the scripture, in John 3:16, which most people are saying it, Yahweh sent his only begotten son, his only begotten son. Now, this is a very important truth and key to understanding and not be deceived by all over different religions and theologies and thoughts of man. This truth is a revelatory truth, probably the most important truth in the whole Bible and the whole scheme of things. Yahweh sent his only begotten son, that whosoever should believe on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, this truth has been polluted over the period of time and diluted with different doctrines and errors and thinkings of man. And so to this day, we have to understand that from the day of Pentecost, when the church of Jesus Christ was established upon the rock, he being the rock, our Christ, our rock, which they built upon him, his death, burial, and resurrection, and his gospel, which is the rock. Burial, death, and resurrection of the Lamb of God. This is the rock of the revelation. And he being the chief cornerstone, which we are to be built. And so this has come through over 2,000 years, where many, many, many problems existed when the falling away from that basic truth and delusion and pollution and defilement of the gospel and truth. Let's return to the faith of our fathers. The scripture says in the last days there will be a dark period in Christianity will fall away for 1260 years. The period of time of immediate and dark ages that the Christian will fall into will last for 1260 days. Daniel chapter 7 and Revelation chapter 12 and 13. Now, the Lord is a man of his word. It surely has and did the overthrow of Christ's church for a time and a time and a season. The gates of hell will not prevail, but for a small season, for a short time, she would go through being hindered, being blocked, and overthrown and apostatized. Listen, but she would begin to be restored after the 1260 years from 569 on 1260 years added when she began to be restored in the earth. You can look back at the early 1900s when one of the greatest miracle, supernatural revival and spiritual awakening happened. It began in 1906 in a small place, a stable, 312 Azusa Street, Los Angeles, California, 1906, when in a small place that once was a stable, where one of the greatest move of the Holy Spirit to restore began. In this Azusa Street revival, 1906, and onward, we see the move of the Holy Spirit to bring back true parts of the foundational truth of the gospel that men had fallen away from. And you can follow that even in the beginning where the Wesley brothers, before that, and Dwight Moody and Billy Sunday and Charles Spurgeon and Finney, and you see the gradual revelation of truth coming back to the earth and on different parts of the gospel being brought back to light again, even from 1525 when Martin Luther began to break away from the Roman Catholic beast called the mother of harlots and the whore of all the earth. But let us look to see where we stand today in the promise that the Lord God said, I will restore Israel, I will restore the church, and I will restore the earth back to its former beauty. Thank you, Jesus. Now let's look at a word that has been given to us in the latter day called the Elijah warning. Behold, I will send you Elijah before the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Remember, the dreadful day when men would fall away from the living God and become an abomination in the earth. But look at what the Lord promised through the prophet Malachi. Behold, the day cometh that should burn as an oven. Well, we're in that condition now. And he further states that it should be a day of great, great difficulty, great conflict and wars and pestilence and destruction and darkness. And behold, Malachi, for I will send you Elijah, that prophet, or the prophet. Why is the Lord God going to send an Elijah prophet when many people have the Bible and say we have the truth and we don't need Elijah to come to straighten us out? We're all right. We're ready to meet the Lord as it's coming, and we don't need a word and a message. In every dispensation of Israel, when the prophet, most of them would come with a message from Jehovah, they would mostly fight and reject it. It's no different in this generation. When the revival of through the street, that outpouring of the Holy Ghost, 1906, majority of the what we call the Christian world that day rejected the outpouring of the Holy Ghost in Azusa Street. The mainline churches of that day mostly rejected the move of the Holy Spirit in the air through those people at the small stable, 312 Azusa Street. These people want to see a restoration of the power and the light of Christ in the earth. And so about five people, met at Bonnie Bray Street in a house to a man called Edward Lee. William E. Seymour was the man that initiated it, and they started praying and fasting for many days and weeks, until there came a breakthrough of the outpouring of the Holy Ghost again. And from that little small place, that revival went around the world, and all people from all nations came to that little small place called the Apostolic Faith Mission, and the pastor was a black man called William E. Seymour. Now, all colors and kinds came from all nations to that little small place, and for 3 years, day and night, 3 years of day and night, that revival and awakening went around the world, and all it would seem that racism had been arisen, because black, white, Chinese, all people came to this place, and the head of that small group of people, and that revival was William E. Seymour, a black man, a black African man. And they thought for 3 years that the Lord about the race, the curse of racism and differences, but not so. No, not so. So we're in a last day move right now, a restoration of all things. Behold, I'll send you Elijah, that prophet, before the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And if we don't heed that message, he said the curse, what is the greatest curse? Unbelief and spiritual blindness and rejection of the, because many Christians would say we need no more, and we don't need no more oil in our lamp. We got enough oil. We got enough Holy Spirit. We got enough truth. We have the basic, and we don't need any more. And we don't need any other word from the Lord God. Yeah, this is what many people will say in these days. Five foolish virgins and five were wise. Five foolish virgins and five was wise. That's talking about the church world. The foolish virgins were talking about the people of God in this day, the people of his covenant who call himself the body of Christ. They would all say, mostly 10 virgins, five would say, we need no more of the word of the Lord. We have enough of the word of the Lord to take us in the rapture. We have enough of the Lord to take us through the rapture. And those that don't believe in a rapture, we have enough to take us through the great tribulation. But here we are in a position when the Lord God speaks. In every dispensation, there's an opposition to people because of their traditions, their thinking, their intellect, and from Satan to not receive that word of hope and deliverance, nor preach and build on the ark for 120 years, Genesis 6. Noah was called and born for that particular purpose, to bring at that midnight hour a warning, deliverance message for the whole world who had drifted into abominable sin, intolerable sin, until the Lord said, I have to destroy all flesh. But he found one man in the earth, one family, Noah, whose heart was perfect towards the God of Abel, the God of Adam, El Melchizedek, the God of Abraham, as not of yet, Abraham was not exist, but as Noah was called and born to deliver a message and deliver the world in that day. And he was given a command commission and to deliver that people a message and a way of deliverance, building an ark, because the Lord was going to rain destruction upon all the face of the earth. For 120 years, Noah preached and built. Noah preached and he built. What was the condition of the world in that day? Well, why don't you read and find out what the condition of the world was in Noah's day? Because Jesus warned us in Matthew 24, that at the end of time, that the world and America would become as Noah's generation. The same guilt and a judgment hangs over America as it did in Noah and the world, because the same iniquity abounds. And the devils and demons are doing the same thing as they did in Noah's day, to deceive all flesh. Revelation 12 says, Satan has come down to deceive the whole world. Wow. Isn't that an awful thing? And the church world, the Christians who seem to represent Christ, most of them was compromising and sleep. Matthew 25. Compromising and sleep. Slumbering and sleeping. Slumbering and sleep. Slumbering and sleep. Slumbering and asleep. So what is going to happen to awaken the world and awaken this generation which is lacking unto Noah? This generation that we live in now is be, like Jesus said, like Sodom and Gomorrah. What condition was Sodom and Gomorrah in? You don't hear any message about Sodom and Gomorrah anymore, because it's not very popular. People who are living in a reverse way, a perverse way, an abominable way. A spirit of Sodom and Gomorrah is a not only sexual sin, which a great perverse of a perverse spirit of adultery, homosexual, transsexual, sodomite, and all things existed. So it exists in our generation. We even got a Supreme Court ruling in the United States that it says acceptable for two men to get married and two women to get married. Now, the Bible says that it's abomination in God's sight, but they're going to ignore, like Israel did, ignore the law of God and the law of the gospel of Jesus Christ being ignored, and saying it's okay for the confusion to come up on America, transgender, LBG, homosexual, perversion, and all kind of bisexual, all kind of deception has come upon the world. And bestiality, and racism, and violence. And they worship everything, greed, money, wealth. And so it is was in Noah's day. Angels left their first estate in Noah's day and began to have relationship with humans and have humans and angels come in form of man and begin to have sex with the women of that day and produce giants in the earth. Now, in this day, demons are having great spiritual effect on the world. And they're birthing into all kind of seed in the earth that witchcraft, sorcery, divination, and all kind of works of darkness. So what is the time frame, the 12th hour, a cry is made. A cry is made at midnight. Let me read you a word from the Lord God that he's bringing in this generation. Behold, I send you Elijah. Now, as I read this, a report from heaven and a warning from heaven, majority of people were not going to believe it, as they did not in Noah's day. They didn't in Sodom and Gomorrah. They didn't believe. So it's not strange to many people. Now, you are to examine and test anything that people say that come from the throne of God. You are to put it to the test, of course, because it could come from another source, evil. So you have to put it to the test, the scriptural test. See what source. Now, I want you to read you something here called the report from heaven. On July the 10th, 1970, at 2:15 a.m., and this experience went from 2:15 a.m. to 5:30 a.m., W.A. Draves, an apostle of the Church of Christ, Independence, Missouri, a scribe chosen of the Lord in this generation, who give a message as in the days of Noah. He was wakened by an angel of the Lord I said this man was awakened by the angel of the Lord. I was awakened at 2:50 a.m., July 10, 1970, and heard the front door latch click, thus I knew the door was opening. I hear the screen door close. I heard the main door close. I wonder who may be entering at this hour. It was not unusual for any of the families to be coming late because of the work hours. So I was not frightened, but in seconds I felt the great power of God and recognized the light. Because of being able to see the clock all around me, the light of the resurrected one, the messenger, was present, the messenger who called the Elijah. I heard his footsteps crossing the front room, coming down the hall to my bedroom. I'd watch for him to appear, as he had appeared many times before with a word from the Lord. In the radiant light there, he approached the open door, facing me, right hand held up near level, slightly reaching hand, facing me, lifted, directed me. By this I know I have done well to defend his coming to me. I felt a great showing of well with my soul. I spoke the words from my precious Jesus. All this happened less than time to take tell it. Glory to my Jesus. Don't mother the ox that treaded out the grain. With a stern, loud, yet pleasant voice, he said, "Behold." Immediately, I was carried away in a vision. Though I knew the room ceiling was above me, it was dull, it was not there. I looked beyond, and far in the heaven, I saw a great white throne, and on it sat our Lord Jesus Christ. All around this throne was multitudes of people, glittering in the brightness, as if they were clothed in brightness white raiment. Their voices ringing out, "Holy, holy, holy is our Lord. Hosanna to his name." I saw much and heard many praises and songs of joy, a sound of music and singing, felt peace that permeated my whole being. I thought all these concourses of angels or saints that once was on the earth, then I appeared to be real close to them in vision. I wondered if they knew I was looking in upon them. I thought I knew men like Adam, Noah, Abraham, Joseph, Moses, and many, many others. All the righteous that was before the Christ came through when Christ was resurrected from the dead. They also was resurrected with him. Therefore, those that before had lived in the Lord's will, that sojourned here on earth, and they were counted righteous for their faith and good works, redemption, deliverance, salvation with theirs to have eternity with God. Then I proclaimed, "Precious Jesus." I heard my voice, the vision closed, many more I saw and heard which I read here. I knew my Lord lives on the earth, and again, I know my Lord lives, and on the earth again will stand with many saints with him. I want to be worthy. I understand that all righteous before Christ, before Christ's resurrection, was resurrected at the same time. I want all who read these words, the angel's message, to prepare for that eternal way and day with our God. Deliverance has come. I do not know how long the vision lasted, but it must have been some time compared to the things I heard and saw. A great serene feeling of joyous ecstasy was all over me. Excuse me. I thank my God for this wonderful way of life. The messenger was still standing just inside my bedroom door, his hand pleasing at his side. He stepped close and began to speak and said, "Arise and write the words I will give you. Do with these if you're done with the others. Publish them in the book, the word of the Lord, and send them to the ends of the earth. Arrange so you may do more in this work as the way opens. The Lord will direct, and it will be well with you and others to hasten to follow. I come with a message from the presence of the Lord to the believing and faithful. Peace and joy, they delight in my coming. Press on. Greater trials await the nation, the people, and the church. Let nothing destroy your faith and good works. Deliverance has come. The way is prepared for a greater outpouring of the Spirit, and mighty things will be revealed, but only to the humble. The Lord will water the seed you have sown. Many more will yet come. Much more will yet come to pass with miracles and healing and a better way in the lives of many. Fret not what men may say of you. You have those to stand with you in this work. Respect ye one another and lift each other by being faithful to this work of redemption, the plan of God. Every tree, the churches the Lord has not planted shall be rooted up. There are many false claims and proclaiming that is of the evil one to get gain and make merchandise of the word of God. When man is not humble and the soul is not calm, it's not of the Lord. Some you think to be your friends is laboring for Satan, seeking to destroy your good works, destroy your good and this work. Those that will not work together stay together in faith and in good works. There are those that will not come to understand of my teaching, what I have to say to all ministry, unless they hear and follow through, their works will not stand, and in the end they will not be there. Behold, it is said by the Christ that I come not eating, not drinking. Men say I have a devil, but it is they that wherein the devil. Fear them not. Ye come, for I come and speak the truth. In ancient time, it has been told of my coming. In this day and time, the end time, the closing time, the midnight cry, the time of purifying the ministry, leading all Christendom into one fold, wherein one shepherd, the Christ Jesus, who shall rule all nations. Peace should be from one of them to the other of the world. There were those that stumbled over the words of truth and claimed to love the Lord Jesus. However, they knew him, they would be meek and lowly of heart, full of peace. Let them be delivered from the adversary and learn the full truth more perfectly. The fullness of the gospel of Christ. There is no other way man can be saved. Hold that of which I have given, build upon the instruction and direction I have given of the Lord. Shape your lives by the words I bring, for I come from the Lord present, and my mission is one of love and of deliverance. The way is prepared that mankind may walk therein and be saved. From another language and tongue, the Lord has spoken to this people through the book, the record of the Nephites, the language of the Nephites and Jaredites, which is to hear in their language, would appear to each family and lips. But what the Lord doeth, he doeth well. Yet there are those that imagine a vain thing, speaking evil thoughts against my words and the Lord's plan. All they are heady and high-minded, seeking promptly, shall be brought low. Some would learn and yet know this work is true, though they fail. When the rivers of the sea flow towards the heaven, then many that believe not shall say, the Lord is great, and doeth all things well. Surely these things are true, and he has spoken. Some will believe, but woe to the slow to hear. As it was in the days of Noah, the doubter, the disobedient, the sinner were all taken away in their unbelief. Does not the revelation say, I come with the everlasting gospel to preach to them that dwell upon the earth? Who is man that claims to have more than this? When man's work in subtle manners, he destroys himself. Seek to deliver and save all that do come, and let all that labor they can send others to the field of service. Let the church stand firm that the residue of trouble will not harm you. There will be many troubles and trials within and without the homes, the nation, and the church. Until you rejoice to stand together, let peace rule your lives. Watch what you say and do and where you are. Let the assembly of the people be at peace. Let the conferences of the apostles and bishops continue throughout the year, always to come closer to each other and the Lord's will. Pray that the Lord of the vineyard to send forth men of renown and faith to work in this way. Let the women help all they can. There's much yet to be done. I leave peace with you, and I shall come again when the Lord directs. Amen. The messenger left was 5:50 a.m. Now, this heavenly report and heavenly visitation with a end-time message and a warning for all people of all nations, colors, and kinds to prepare people for the coming of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, and brides made ready. So I hope that in hearing this evening report of the angel message, a warning for our present day would awaken you that scriptures are being fulfilled that spoke of the time we live in, the day of Noah, the times of Noah, the abomination of Noah, the darkness, the confusion that was on Noah's generation. But the Lord always preserved a remnant of people. And in Noah's day, he found one man to be a seed of that remnant, Noah, and his family of eight souls. Eight is the number of eternity, of new beginning. And so eight souls, Noah, his wife, and his three sons and their wives, they were counted righteous in their generation. Hallelujah. And the warning was given either by the voice of the living God directly or by visions or by angels to Noah to build. Preach and build. Warn, preach and build. Noah had the last message in his generation. Noah had the final call, the final message of his day. In our day, will we have a final message and a final call before the God, before the judgment hit the earth and Christ comes? Well, Jesus himself said in Matthew 24, as it was in the days of Noah. We follow the three things, the pattern that he says will be likely to Noah's day. We see that Noah was the one man with a perfect heart in his family. The whole earth was corrupted. But Noah had paired and born and birthed to deliver a message to the world of his day. And their paganism and heathenism and abominable practice, similar to same to Sodom and Gomorrah, Luke 17. Jesus said it would be like Noah's day and Sodom and Gomorrah. Now, you may not want to face this, but America and the world is in that same spiritual condition as spoken in the scriptures. Wow. Is that so? Yes. Spiritually speaking, every place you look in the world, there is confusion, war, and conflict. Sorrow, grief, pestilence, earthquakes have increased 1,000-fold. Tornadoes, volcanoes, earthquakes, shaking, hunger has increased almost 1,000-fold. Until we're coming to a day of decision. And Noah brought that world to a day of decision. The Lord God is going to rain destruction, enter into the ark of safety, the ark of deliverance, which means repent and the one door in the ark. Remember when Noah built the ark, there was only one door, one way in, one way out. There is only one way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the door in John 10. I am the door. And there is, I'm the door to the sheepfold. And so Noah built the ark and had one door. He delivered a message and built the ark of deliverance for 120 years. Well, the 120 years, you know, can represent many things symbolically. At the day of Pentecost in the book of Acts, there were 120 people gathered in the upper room. Well, that must be part of our deliverance. Part of our deliverance has to do with Pentecost. Part of our deliverance has to do symbolically, Book of Acts and the day of Pentecost. 120 people were given the upper room, women and otherwise, men and women. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, there came a mighty rushing wind and tongues of fire, and it fed upon each of them. Noah's generation and his deliverance, days of probation, Noah preached and built for 120 years, working for 120 years, and only eight people no person of that age, they were so consumed with iniquity and evil that they did not hear the warning or respond. So it is today. So it is now. Look about you. Look from the government house to all the way to the street house, to every institution, every person, every place. Even many of the churches have forsaken the gospel as written. Wonderful Jesus, help us to arise and hold back judgment. Lord, hold back Russia, communists, Marxists, socialists, Kim Jong, North Koreans, and China, and the radical Islam who are setting to destroy America, who hate America, who hate the Jews, who hate Jerusalem, and hate America. Satan has set his goal on two things that stand between him taking over and ruling in the earth. That is America and the church world and the redeemed and the Jewish people, because they have been chosen of the Lord God. Hallelujah. We are in the tenets, a place where we're about, America is about to be invaded by other enemies, because the root of all power and deliverance in the earth is found in the redeemed church of living God with the everlasting gospel and the authority of the Son of God. Stop Satan and evil and convert men to the kingdom of God. Jesus is coming soon in the clouds of glory. Get ready. Get your heart ready. Get your life ready. Get it attuned to the steps and order in the way of the Lord. Jesus is calling the midnight cries in days of Noah. And for 120 years, they danced. They said they married. No doubt they did the same things they're doing today. They're making merry. They're dancing. They're partying all over the world. Big party, big party. Whatever makes you feel good, do it. Whatever. And they're doing the same things they're doing in Noah's day. And you know? Do you know and measure what is happening in our nation, America, a Christian nation, once the most choice, the most revered and respected nation in the world, and many, many, many people would flow into this nation looking for liberty, justice, and a better way, an opportunity that they didn't find in other nations. This is Zion. Hallelujah. Deliverance is going to be in three places. Joel chapter 2 and 32 said deliverance is going to come for two places. Three places: Mount Zion, Jerusalem, and the remnant. Well, the remnant he's talking about is going to be in America, in Zion, where the gospel and his church shall flow in the gospel to all nations. And the remnant is going to be Zion in righteousness and peace, a hope and deliverance to the whole world. Mount Zion is where the Jews will be brought to their knees to accept that Messiah. Deliverance is going to be found. I hope that you consider the words that I've given to you, the heavenly report, the Revelation 14 and 6, Revelation 18 and 1, Malachi 4, Malachi 3, Matthew's 11, Matthew's 17, verse 9 to 13, Acts chapter 3, verse 18 to 22, Zechariah chapter 2, first five verses, Zechariah 3, 11 to 16, the 8 and 16, that branch. I hope you consider these scriptures. And the messenger of our Lord, who loves us, bringing an awakening and final word to this earth, to awaken all mankind. Jesus, our Lord, is coming. Prepare a bride. Awaken. Awaken. Well, first the scriptures, diligently. First the scriptures, the Bible, diligently. Search humbly. Diligently and fervently seek the Lord to enlighten you, illuminate you, our Lord Jesus. And if you already have the Holy Spirit, consult the Holy Spirit and the Holy Word to bear witness. The law and the prophets and the gospel. Unto you that hear these words, your way of your deliverance, Christ died and shed his blood, and the power of the blood of redemption is the only way. In the power of his resurrection. Your victory and your hope is heeding the everlasting gospel. Well, we love you with the love of God, and we bless you today. May the Lord add unto you, may the Lord God add unto you, may the Lord God give unto you, and bless you with all spiritual blessing and physical blessing. And financial blessing, and in kingdom blessings. And the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent, for the King is coming. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.